Now, Loz, I think we've got another potential attendee to Clarkie's 40th next year.
Oh, he'll be there for sure. We'll give him a special invite. We'll actually even pay for his flight from Melbourne up to Sydney, because this will be one hell of a party, let me tell you. One hell of a party. And Clarkie's paying for it too, you know.
The best part.
He's got plenty. He's got plenty.
I don't have plenty.
Oh,
half of nothing's nothing. We've had this conversation.
He's good to get.
I know who has got plenty though.
You know,
how are you, Jimmy?
Not bad. Happy birthday, Clarkie. I might be
catching
the bus the way we're going. I don't think there'll be any
flights. Jimmy, you'll be up for sure, won't you?
Oh yeah, lock it in. I'll bring the backyard cricket set. How about that for the 40th?
Perfect.
Oh, gee, we'll get.
Feel
Willy.
Free to bring a couple of friends, Jimmy, as well.
Jimmy, it seems like, gee, this could go anywhere. Jimmy, it seems like the AFL is as optimistic as the NRL, perhaps, of getting the season up and running.
Yeah, exactly right. I think what they're doing is they're just waiting to see what the state governments are doing. I know we don't go down the political space too often, but I think they are just being dictated to. When they can open up and, you know, shuttle players around, well, then I think they'll have a season on their hands. It sounds like still May 31st for the AFL. They'll see what's going on in society, I guess, and what's happening. Then plus 3 weeks on top of that, I reckon, because they're going to get all the players back, get about 3 weeks worth of training, and then they'll have a season. They're still very confident they'll get a 17-game season away.
Jimmy, what's the feeling like in Melbourne? I know there's different rules for different states, and so the sense in Sydney is everyone now is taking it a lot more seriously, this coronavirus. And we sort of saw footage at the start of the week of, you know, the beaches at St Kilda Beach, for example, still full of people. What's the feeling like in Melbourne?
Well, I think there's still a lot of confusion. I think, you know, you turn on your TV, you hear ScoMo say one thing, then you're watching footage from around the country and different ministers and advisors are saying different things. And then down here in Victoria, Dan Andrews, who's our premier down here, comes out and says another thing. So there's a lot of confusion. People being told, keep up your exercise, go outside, but then they're told, don't go find some isolated space and go fishing by yourself. So there's a lot of confusion down here, but I'll tell you what, I went for a run a couple of days ago, and I've never seen so many people out and about trying to get fit. So we could have a fitter population at the end of all this.
That's one of the benefits, I suppose, out of a tough situation. People are out there doing a bit more exercise than what they've done in the past. Now, Jimmy, up here in Sydney, they've been talking about, you know, putting the players in a bubble and putting them in little different groups and playing them in a remote location, try and isolate them from the rest of the population. One, would that or could it work in the AFL? And two, has that ever been discussed?
Yeah, well, there's two parts of that. Players are, football clubs are the most disgusting environment. We've been involved in was, you know, footy change rooms, they're filthy. As soon as one gets the cold, we're worse than childcare centres. Everyone passes them around. So, yeah, I've got a few teammates who are gross. Yeah, you tell them to take home their towels and they'd be still wearing the same jocks 2 weeks later. So, they're pretty disgusting AFL footballers, but yeah, I think they'll tidy all that up. There'll be all these, you know, protocols and routines and stuff put in place. And speaking of bubble, there's a lot of players who've come out and said they're trying to break the feeling of being in a bubble because of that pay dispute that they had. A lot of players got accused of living inside the bubble and not being in touch with the general public. So, I think they'll be smart when they do get back. They'll actually try and, you know, get the game back on and, you know, be healthy and all that. They'll train in smaller groups, all little things to avoid catching the coronavirus.
Jimmy, it's unique times and unique situations. And up here, we spoke about, you know, if the players are to get back onto the field, you know, the ideal scenario would be to have a 3 week or 4 week period where they can get their bodies accustomed to making contact and, or going through that contact and wrestle that you do in rugby league. But I've sort of changed a little bit. I'm sort of more now of the opinion that the players just have to be ready to go. And if you tweak the rules a little bit for the opening couple of weeks of the competition, so be it. So like in rugby league, we extend the squad from 17 to 20. We have unlimited interchange maybe for the first 1 or 2 weeks while everyone sort of gets their rhythm and finds their way into it. Is that the feeling that you get down there, or do you think they will set themselves at three or four week period where they'll get themselves right and then they'll start the comp?
No, I agree with you 100% there, Rogers. And I think that'll happen a bit. So they already shortened the quarters for the first round that they did get away. I think that'll stay. That takes a bit of pressure off the body. So they've gone down to 16.5 minutes plus time on instead of 20 minutes. I know that doesn't sound like much, but probably what ended up happening round one, quarters went from being 35 to 36 minutes down to about 25, 26.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So you almost saved a quarter of the game by just shortening them that way. Plus, remember, they've taken away all their second-tier competition, so there's no Victorian Football League, so Australian Football League. So you've got a lot of players sitting there in reserve. So I'm a bit with you. I think they'll give a week or two, but your list is there. So you'll have your 22, but you'll still have 10 or 12 guys sitting there in reserve. And when they play, probably, they've been talking about playing, say, six games in 4 weeks. They might add an extra player on the bench or something like that just to get that rotation in, which will help.
Jimmy, there was a fantastic stoush the other night on Channel 9 between Tony Jones and Eddie Maguire, very passionate regarding club memberships. Eddie basically pleading with the club members in the AFL not to renege on their memberships, but said, you know, if they're doing it really tough, then talk to the club and there's something to be able to be sorted out as far as a refund is concerned. What is the general feel amongst fans in the AFL? We know it's you know, the membership is huge, club membership. It certainly dwarfs that of the NRL. What is the feeling as far as continuing with your membership that you've paid for, considering there's no games yet other than round one this year?
Yeah, so a bit of that stance, which was great for Fun TV, and I think Tony Jones knew that, and you know, made a good headline, and Eddie, he was pretty annoyed that that was what he felt Tony Jones was doing, was chasing a headline. Memberships, the one thing about memberships in AFL, every membership means the club gets to keep every single cent of that dollar you pay for the club. So they don't have to disperse it to the AFL or anything like that. So that's why memberships are so valuable for AFL clubs. Richmond's got 100,000 members, Collingwood's 90,000. Interstate clubs have got quite a few. A lot of people wouldn't know the Giants have got 30,000 members, so it's good money for the club. But what Gil McLaughlin came out and said, look, if you're doing it tough and things like that, you can get your membership money back. Eddie's saying, well, if everyone comes and takes their money out, you won't have a club to watch when we come back.
Mm. No, he makes some good point. What about Nathan Buckley's comments as well that you know, he would be happy to have an asterisk, so to speak, against their name if they were to win a premiership next year? I mean, to what extent do we think this season could be tainted as far as, you know, say club broke a long premiership drought, say St Kilda or something? I know it's very unlikely, but, you know, how will we view this season, I suppose, particularly the premiership winner?
Yeah, well, I don't know. You know, like us, Wallace and you guys. So my thinking to have what you call a valid season or whatever word you want to use, I think you've got to play each other once. So for AFL, you've got to get a 17-round season because then you can have your things like the Brownlow medal. You can get your All-Australian squads. It feels like an even competition. I know you'll only play some sides away and only play some sides at home, but at least just played everyone once. I think a 17-game season, then you don't have to have the asterisks or a tainted, you know, premiership. If you played everyone once, that's a season, isn't it?
I think it is, Jimmy. I think if you get to play each other once, that's a good result. And if you get any more games, well, so be it. But I think you'd need to play at least each other once and then get to your finals and go from there. And you know what? As a player, I don't think I'd see it as an asterisk. I'd be claiming it if I won.
Well, I don't see how that's not actually a more balanced season, playing each other once, than the way we've got, where we've got, you play each other once and then you might play some other sides twice, which some sides will play the bottom sides twice and other sides will play the top sides twice. So if you're just playing each other once, that's pretty fair, isn't it?
Yeah, couldn't agree more, Jimmy. Jimmy, great to talk to you as always, mate. Enjoy your weekend.
Hey, Jimmy, before you go, mate, April 2 next year is a Friday.
So lock it in.
So we've got a Friday, Saturday. We'll possibly do Sunday as well. We'll bunker down at his
house. Sunday recovery.
Well, maybe it's Easter. We can take the whole week. We can take 4 days.
Long weekend. Now we're talking, Middo.
As long as you're locked in, mate, I want to give you plenty of notice in advance.
Yeah, I want Origin camp style, boss.
How beautiful. I look forward to having a beer.
On you, Jimmy. Too good.